Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
Welcome back to our channel. And by the time this is uploaded, Thanksgiving is tomorrow.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving to anyone who celebrates it.
Indeed, too. What do you guys have? What is your family? Do you have family traditions for Thanksgiving? I mean, you go
No.
to like parents' house, like traditional meals or something. I don't know.
I guess traditional meals, yeah. I mean, I always go over to my parents' house. They always strictly eat at 1 in the afternoon, but it's like your basic stuff. We do the turkey, the deviled eggs, and stuffing, and they do the gross cranberry sauce and nothing crazy. I think the only special thing is my dad makes this cherry fruit salad. Ugh, it's or I should say cherry marshmallow fruit salad. It's a fruit salad with
Ah, one
colorful
of those.
marshmallows.
Okay.
It's awesome. But what do you guys typically do?
Typically, my family and I get together at my aunt and uncle's, and we go there. Caveat, yes, the traditional meals and stuff, like obviously the turkey and stuff, mashed potatoes, green beans. Stuffing. I forgot. Yeah, stuffing. Dessert, though, obviously, we do have like cookies, pie, and stuff. But I blame my cousin, who I call my big sister, because one year she decided to get cheesecake from Costco. And my whole family loves cheesecake, including me. So now we always expect cheesecake. And my aunt, I guess you could say she's a little salty because she's like, what about pumpkin pie, pecan pies? And my cousin looks at her and I'm like, our whole family loves cheesecake and it gets eaten every year.
Your family knows what's up. Oh my God,
So
cheesecake is the best. Screw pumpkin pie, screw pecan, cheesecake.
anyway, guys, so we are back here. I know some of us are on break. If you are in the educational world or maybe your work does a break, hopefully for Thanksgiving and stuff. Side note, thank you for all the people who wish me a happy birthday on Monday. I deeply appreciate it. So thank you. I am now officially 31.
How does it feel?
Like I told my coworkers, when you go into your 30s, you just get excited for little things you 20-year-old self would not get over excited for or do a happy dance for. For example, getting the sprinklers blown out. I was doing a happy dance. 20-year-old me would not be doing that.
Adulthood.
Anyway, we are back here again because, as you guys probably saw in the title, we are here to discuss Número Dos, number two episode of Who Cares About Black Veil Brides, the Road to the Wembley show.
Road to Wembley. I forgot what. Do you remember what this chapter's called?
This one's called Anger.
Thank you. I watched it 3 times this week just so I am. Silent Hill up here.
I personally love this episode. Obviously, maybe some things were more show than others, but we'll get into that. But for anyone who's watching and who has not watched this, spoiler alert, if you haven't watched this, stop watching this and go watch the episode, please. And thank you. Because as of right now, let me double check how many views it has. All right, what's your guess?
38,000.
We're at 13K.
So BBB Army, do you remember the last of? Okay, seriously, what the hell?
I don't know.
I mean,
The
get me
first
wrong.
episode, as of right now, is at 50K. So,
The first episode's at over 50 right now.
exactly at 50. And now the
I
second one's at
thought
13K.
I'm just really baffled right now because I thought fans would be excited for this documentary.
It's really hard to say what is the like the main point. I mean, obviously, I know last episode I put my hunches of why and stuff, and
Yeah.
maybe because it's the holidays too. I
That's what
don't
I was thinking.
know, but there's also that. But again, you're right. I don't know why it has so many views right now. I know a lot of fans on Twitter slash X are sharing it, and obviously Papa Chris has been retweeting it and sharing it again over and over and stuff. And I feel bad because I'm not gonna lie, just recently kind of ish just saw it and stuff and shared it and stuff. But I don't know. I don't know why. What's the main focal point of why it's got views low and sought high?
No, you're frozen again,
You're
which makes sense to
frozen!
me.
We are now back to technical issues, guys. Sorry about that.
Gotta love the internet,
Internet.
but to bring it back to what we were just discussing, I don't know if you've kind of noticed this, and I don't know. I feel like it's gonna sound bad when I say it, But I've noticed there is a difference of when Black Veil Brides first started from Wii Stitch all the way to, I want to say, Wretched and Divine being released. They could release or post anything, and I swear it would be, if it wasn't in the million views, it would have hundreds and thousands of views. And I feel like from their self-titled album and up, it's like just the views are getting less. It's like not as it's not happening as quickly as it used to.
Like, just could be also the industry changes in social media itself too, and the algorithm. Because I almost feel
Algorithm,
like
about to
Wretch and
say.
Divine, anything Wretch and Divine era over like to a million views or something.
Yeah, it could just be the algorithm, maybe. And like you said, holidays too. I'm still shocked because I feel this documentary, like, this is something that Black Veil Brides has never done before, which is why I just assumed fans would jump at it.
I know, like I understand, like I think it said like Papa Chris is every other week that it's gonna come out until like the end of this year and stuff, because obviously, again, spoiler alert, the second episode is making its way to the Wembley show and stuff. And I wanna say episode two, for me, this is how I got it, was mostly breaking down to three parts of this episode. For me personally, for one, we got Bruce back from Asking Alexandria and stuff with Andy and them talking, so that was a good chunk of it. Second part, poor Cece.
I know all about CC.
All about Cece, which, hey, I'm not complaining, I'm really not. And then third part was mostly of the pop-up VIP store that they had in the UK, so that's how I viewed episode two. It was like mostly those three points of it.
No, that's actually a perfect way to break it down because I feel like the first one, it's not that you couldn't really break it down, it was just really mostly Andy. And it was like, I guess it was, you could break it down to his parents, Andy, and then Blasco and John. But let's just start right off with Ben Bruce and Andy talking.
Which was a nice surprise. It's always nice to see like old like friends of them always come back and reconnect and keep in touch and stuff. And I know they mentioned that in the little parts of the interview they were doing too, so.
I liked how they brought up how at the time, they didn't really like know each other. But they were sharing like band covers, like magazine covers, and they were just gonna, their merchandise would be lined up together in Hot Topic, like all this stuff. I think that's so funny. It's like fate just like brought them together.
It is interesting. So I know, like, obviously, for those of us who do not know, Asking Alexandria was a band that obviously toured a lot, and we're in the same venues and stuff with Black Veil Brides. Warped Tour was a very huge thing for them, and then one year they did a tour together, the Re Resurrection Tour, which was pretty amazing to see them and stuff. And I don't know. Here's a weird question. Do you listen to Asking Alexandria? The only reason I know Asking Alexandria is because of my ex-boyfriend in high school. He loved them. So, they're pretty good. There was a couple songs I do like of them.
I like, there's probably like, I think one or two songs that I like by them. I never actively listened to them, but I do know that they were blowing up at the same time Black Veil Brides was.
And it's just kind of interesting of just like how Ben and Andy just kind of just like blended, I guess, collided and stuff, and been there kind of. I would say they're really good old friends. Like, obviously, for people who do not know, Ben is in the UK and stuff. Priority, I should say, is being a father right now, which I think is amazing and stuff. And he even said to this during with Andy, it's like, we don't keep in touch a lot, like, we don't communicate daily or anything, but once in a great while, we just like say it's time to catch up. How are you been doing and stuff? And which is really cool because like you can have a true friendship with someone and stuff. And for example, Nicole and I, we live in different states and stuff. And like obviously we have online friends who live in a different country and everything. But it's just the fact that we can still communicate, it's like still have that cool friendship there. And plus the times that we do meet up in person with them, it's like, oh great, hi, let's continue talking, but just this time in person. So
Exactly. It's like you could reconnect and it's like years never went by. I like how in their discussion too, because it seems like they were asked quite a few questions just about, I guess, their rock star life. And I one of the ones I liked was when they were discussing where you kind of find out who your true friends are in that business and who's not, because obviously
It's the
Ben,
industry.
exactly what you
People.
just said, Ben taking time to spend time with his family, so he's no longer in Asking Alexandria. Which, real quick, I don't even, is Asking Alexandria even still the band? I don't think so. Are they?
Don't know. I don't, I want to say yes, but at the same time, I don't know.
I'm not sure, but I do like how they just mention when you're no longer needed. What did Ben say? You kind of feel like you're used in that business. Like you feel like a product rather than a person.
And
And I
I
just thought,
mean,
damn. I mean, no, but he's
kinda is.
100%
Like, you
correct,
think of like
though.
all the, just not just them in the rock industry, but it's any industry of in the celebrity artist acting world. Like, they are a product to their agents, and so like a lot of them do like company retail sponsorships and stuff, and that's how they get the money and stuff. And unfortunately, that's just how it is. Like, you need to, your audience exists, you need to look this way, you got to sound this way, you got to do this interviews, you got to do the sponsorship because of this and this and this and that. Because if you don't, then all your goals are going to go downhill. You won't get the support. So,
It's so, but it's kind of sad too, because when you look at it from that perspective, that you also take it to, now this isn't all fans, but some fans would even view them as products too.
and I think another thing that's just a challenging part for anyone who has a spotlight on them, unfortunately, and stuff. Like, even I know they even discussed briefly, like, I think it was someone asked them, was like, do you guys have like a weird, like, when you go perform on stage, do you have like your character, a new character that you have to portray and stuff when you go on stage?
Yeah, like you put a mask on.
You put a mask on, which, you know, it's kind of interesting because, like, in a way, yes, they're going on a stage, yes, to themselves, but like, I guess in a way they do have to, like, how do I say this? Play a character, like theater and stuff. Like, this is their character and stuff. For like, obviously, for anyone who's new to Black Rivers, oh, that is Andy Biersack. Holy cow, he's f-ing hot.
Well, you could also say they put on the mask because if they have bad days or if they're in pain or not feeling good, like getting up on that stage and completely switching from, what a normal person would act like going through their day dealing with stuff, they unfortunately cannot. They have to go on stage. So if they're feeling any sort of way, then it kind of almost is a mask.
Hey, I get it. I work in the educational field, and as teacher burnout, there are several days that I don't want to go into work and stuff and get a sub. I can make a whole rant about that, but I'm not. But unfortunately, I hate to say it, I do agree with them. I sometimes have to put a mask on for my students for their benefit and stuff, because even though I'm not fully there, it's like these students should not be punished for me not being fully there. They still love coming to art. And, you know, I am grateful because there are some students who literally tell me, like, I love coming to art, and they hug me all the time and stuff. So I'm just like, okay, it makes me feel a little better. But no, I get the whole factor of putting on a mask, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So I get it.
But it was good to get like a little bit of Ben and Andy catch up
I know, it
at
was
the
super
right at the
sweet.
beginning.
And for those of us who do not know, Ben has also been in the American Satan movie and stuff. So
Yes.
that was a fun collaboration for them, I'm sure. So.
In case anyone's watching it and they're like, I recognize him from
Right,
somewhere.
America Satan. So there's that and stuff. So yeah, that was a good first chunk of Andy and Ben, wherever they're at and stuff, talking and just kind of remembering the past of both of their past lives or past events they've done. So
Yeah, I think Andy even would it. Andy asked him at the end too, like, what were his thoughts on Black Veil Brides? Since he's like, I know we're friends and all. He's like, but I mean, Ben's answers were pretty straightforward, I feel.
I don't know. I think one thing, gee, when yeah, they when they did the Slipknot, wait, is it Slipknot tour?
Wait,
No,
what?
Avenged Sevenfold tour. Sorry, when they did the
Yeah.
Avenged Sevenfold, obviously it's Asking Alexandria, and it was A Day to Remember. Was that it? Who originally was going to do the tour with Avenged Sevenfold, but then when they found out that BVB was on their list, you're like, no, thank you, f them, we're gone.
So, okay, I'm so glad you brought that up because when Andy said that story, it blew my mind and I'm completely flabbergasted because the way that I look at it, if a band which realistically has never once met any of the members from BVB, of course, for them to sit there and get pissed because what they're going to be a part of a tour that we're a part of, if you don't take them off, we're going to be childish and we're going to drop from the tour. That just tells me, I think A Day to Remember was jealous of how popular Black Veil Brides got, like right off
Probably,
the bat.
and
I
most
think that's all
likely.
it came down to was just jealousy.
And I'm just here like, How petty can you be? This is like a good tour for publicity, getting your name exposed and stuff, your band exposed, and like getting new fans, and you're not gonna do it because of Black Veil Brides? Well, then, if you're gonna be a little b okay, cry in a corner, Black Veil Brides more will get more exposure then, I guess.
I know, it's like, okay, fine, hop off the tour. They will just
Really?
take your spot. Like, and all they did was screw themselves when they
I know,
did that.
I just don't get it. Like, in some
Like, be a petty little
cases, I
bitch.
do, but when it's just like their jealousy and they just don't like them as people, even though they've never genuinely met them, I'm just like, well, fuck off. You go cry in your corner. Bye.
I was just shocked that it was a day to remember too. Like, it just something in me just boiled my blood. I was like, this is ridiculous.
I know. It's just one of those things, though.
So the second portion being CeCe, I know that we were all dying to understand and get the inside scoop of why his
I
passport
am
did
okay.
not.
CeCe. Hi, CeCe. I just want to give you a hug, first of all, during that whole moment and stuff. So first, if you watch the episode, we catch them in the main point of them rehearsing, and then I don't know what song they finish, but like CeCe's complaining about pain in his wrist because he can't hold the drumstick in his hand, so he needs to go visit a doctor, which they do show in the episode and stuff. And I'm here like, I don't know why. Have you heard of that movie, Whiplash? It has can't remember his name, the voice who does Mark's dad.
Omni-Man?
Yeah, Omni Man. The voice actor who does him is in that movie Whiplash. I've never seen it, but I've heard great things about it and seen some clips where literally there is this music coach who's just really like a drill sergeant with these instrumental people, and one of them is a drummer and stuff. And like, yeah, whiplash is a thing apparently for drummers, because I don't blame them. The amount of muscles and flicks they have to do in their wrists. And I know CeCe kind of shared like he's had this previous before of kind of having his muscles or tendons kind of like really sore, like just up and stuff. So that was one for CeCe. He went to go see a doctor at the UK, and luckily they were able to prescribe some stuff for him to perform the show and stuff. Two, the passport.
I can't lie, the passport story definitely had me rolling because it reminds me of exactly something I would do and I would fuck the whole thing
Okay,
up.
first of all, I've traveled internationally only to like Mexico and stuff, so I've been in those long, exhausting lines through customs and stuff. It is so f***ing annoying, and like they have all these lines in TSA or whatever booth that are all lined up. Only like four or two of them are open. So here's just full freaking line of people trying to get through just everywhere. And yeah, there's the passport stuff and everything. And it's like I feel like, I don't know, especially right now of how TSA is, and especially what the government shut down and stuff. TSA, I feel like used to have like this big sign saying like, "Hey, visitors, stamps over here. You need a stamp," so or something like that. Because there are times, and I've been in it, where a lot of international flights come in at the same time due to delays or anything else, and there's just a rush of people going through customs. So.
I mean, I'll just go ahead and say right now, I've never flown outside the country, so yeah, I would have no. Yep, that's why I'd make the immediately, CC, that I would do the same thing you did. Just saying.
I know, I felt so bad because like didn't he say like he had to drive all the way back there and stuff, but there was no one that was willing to help him in anything, so he had to
Yeah.
drive all the way back, and that's like what, a couple hour drive and stuff. I'm like,
Yeah, it was like an
dude, that
hour and a
is
half or something.
gnarly
It
and
felt
stuff.
bad. Basically, he did. He, if you're gonna work outside of the country, you guys, you have to get your passport stamped. You have to have like that visa stamp that you can work. And unfortunately, CC went through the e-gates when he got an email that said, "Don't go through the e-gates." And he went through, but it's because the lady told him to go through there.
I
But
know,
I don't
it's.
think she understood he needed it stamped. I
I
think
don't
that's what it
know. And
was.
I know the guys were just making a joke. I think it was Andy, like, so you're illegal here now. So we need to
And they kept
blur
giving him
his
shit.
face and change his voice throughout this document because technically he's working and stuff. So.
CC, cut all of this. I thought it was so funny.
So sorry, CeCe. So yeah, obviously CeCe had to go through a couple of jumps there. Obviously it worked out, but still, I mean, I would be in a panic mode because you're in a different country, and then there's like, am I illegal or unillegal here? So it's just like, ah, so.
CC was just having the roughest time. And to top it all off, if CC not having his visa pass Oh my God, I can't even
Passport.
speak. Passport stamped. It means all the guys that did get their stamps, they can't even get paid either. So,
I don't
Cece, you
know.
better get it stamped.
I don't know. I hope they did figure it out. I don't think they're going to show us up. Obviously,
Oh
it
yeah.
did work out somehow, but I'm just like,
Well,
ah,
thank goodness it
Testa.
worked out. I would have felt terrible if they could not perform at Wembley, or they
That
would have had to do it without Cece.
really sad.
That
Really,
would have been bad. That would have been so
so
sad.
I don't know. I just felt bad for CC. I'm just like, I want to give you a hug. And like, I know I sent you a photo of it because I took a screenshot of it. The one part where he's just on the ground. I'm like, oh my God, he's like a little bug.
He
He was
was
like a
just like,
pup.
I'm over
He's just
it.
like,
You
he's
could
all over
tell
it.
he
I'm
was
like, you're like a
done.
dog on his back exposing your belly. Scratchy, scratchy,
And
scratchy,
it was cool to kind of get like that background of them practicing too, of usually before shows. I liked that. That was a really cool experience to
that was
see.
cool. And obviously the last part, which was the most likely the end of the ep
Wait, no, hold up. Before that, though, it is okay. It's such a small clip that they do of Andy on, I don't know if it's on like the van or the bus or whatever with his mom and his dad, but he shares this story. Dude, okay, just really quick, because it was so funny. Andy just shares this story how he's on a plane and this one person is like reclining their seat back. And it was one of those where the seat was going to go back a lot farther than it's supposed to. And Andy's wearing all of his beautiful big rings
This is
and
when he had the long
immediately.
hair still, the long hair
Exactly.
Andy with the Mufasa hairstyle.
I love that Mufasa. And he just immediate reaction is to punch, and he punched the screen that's on the back of the seat and it busted. And some there was a passenger that saw the whole thing, like they witnessed the whole thing. And this is the funniest thing about it that cracked me up is when Andy tells the flight attendants, "Hey, my screen is busted," and they're like, "Oh, we're so sorry." Of course, Andy never said it was them, but when he sits back down, all the flight attendants go over there and they're all apologizing, and while they're apologizing to him, the passenger is still watching, and Andy's like, "I'm just over there watching him like fuck." I just thought that was
And Andy
hilarious.
flat out admits he's a good manipulator. And when he
Yeah.
shared that story, Chris is like, "That a boy." And I'm like, "Of course, Chris. You would say that about your own son, Chris. Of course." And then Andy makes a comment like, "Yeah, because I'm their only child. So yeah,
So it
they have
makes
no
sense,
one to
right?
compare it
It takes two to figure out what's going on there. No,
like,
I
of
just thought it
course.
was a random, funny little bit, and it just had me cracking up.
I'm a good manipulator.
Indubitably.
It was just too funny, but yeah, that was it. And then obviously, towards the end of the episode, they show us the pop-up VIP store slash museum they had going on. Which, you know what? I'm
Yes.
happy again to all those fans who went, but that's literally my dream. Ever since I
Yep.
first heard of Black Veil Brides when I was 15 years old, like I always want, that was like a fantasy in my head, like they should make a museum of Black Veil Brides, and I want to see it. And you know, they made one, and I'm just
I
life
know they
and
made it
other stuff
outside
and
the
other factors,
country.
I couldn't go to it.
I can't lie. Seeing it through the documentary, like going through the museum and having them show like the displays of certain outfits, I was even telling Hudson that is so crazy because you can just it's one thing to see like photos, but to watch it on the documentary, you just know to be there would have been a whole different kind of experience. And I'm really hoping that we can get a BVB pop-up museum like in every state. Maybe for like a little tour or whatever, maybe it's something that could happen just so that way every fan gets the chance and opportunity to attend one because I feel like this is a must see
I swear
experience.
to God, Nicole, if they're going to do one in the States, if it's in like Columbus, Ohio or something,
We're going.
I mean, we have to
No
go.
excuses.
We have to go. We missed it in the UK. And plus, we have a good Airbnb we can go to in Cincinnati back again. So.
That's true. Well, I feel like if they were to do a pop-up museum in America, I feel like the one state it would be at naturally is California.
Yeah, I know. Even
But
more,
we'd
okay,
go. No
still.
excuses.
No excuses. I haven't been to California in a while. Okay.
I really wish we could have been there.
I
That looked
know.
so freaking insane.
I am so envious
I'm
of all the fans
jealous.
who goes there and stuff, but I really hope it was something memorable and special to all the fans who were able to go inside and see all the memorabilia. And plus the new merch they had, which I got one.
The
Shout out
merch
to
was so
Erin,
cool. The
that
jacket were
one of our
epic.
friends, Erin, was lucky enough to go there and stuff. And so she got me this one, which glows in the dark, and it's one of my favorite ones. So thank you, Erin, again.
I loved that they had glow in the dark merch. I was like, I'm so jealous. The jacket would have been my
The
jam.
jacket was dope. I did like the sweater. They also did have the bleeder, no, not the sweater, a scarf, sorry. The
Oh,
scarf
yeah,
and
the
everything.
scarves.
But like, it was a really cool, just an event for them to have a pop-up. I know obviously when it did happen, they had a Q&A and they got the all their all each of the members got, what was it? A
They got their
plaque.
silver plaques.
Yeah.
They made platinum for We Stitch, Set the World on Fire, Wretched and Divine, and In the End.
Which was really cool and stuff. So I'm
Yeah.
just like,
But
damn.
I do agree with Andy when he's like, how the hell am I gonna get this
I mean,
home?
I don't blame them. I'm just like, yeah.
Hey, buy it. It looks like you're getting an extra luggage.
Luggage, or if you're willing to spend that much for packaging and shipping.
I know. It's like, yeah, you could just ship it.
We got to see Lilith there for a little bit towards the end, and as they were going through the wall of the magazine covers and stuff, which makes me laugh because. I didn't expect it, but I kind of was hoping for it, and I did. So I'm happy you guys did it, Andy and stuff. That they kind of threw a little dart at Bruno, a
I loved her.
little shade at Bruno.
I loved her poetic justice. I didn't expect them to have photoshopped Bruno out of the picture. Thank you. That was epic.
I love that fact because, like, you're right. Because, like, obviously, we know Bruno has been there from the start. So, a lot of the Kerrang! Magazines, Bruno was in them. So,
Yeah.
I was just thinking, like, are they actually going to have Bruno's face shown and stuff? And the fact that they were able to Photoshop it was like, and just like Lilith saying, like, Lonnie is somehow
I
Photoshopped
know.
Lonnie with the makeup and just put him back there.
Yep, just put his face right there, the floating Lonnie head.
I know, right?
They should have. That would have been epic.
I know, but it was a really cool experience. And again, I will admit there is part of me that does regret not going.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
I know we discussed it before, but like technically, we did have the money. Technically.
It would have been all of my monies, but it would have been the best experience of my life.
Same. But just from other factors, I don't think I would have been 100% there to have really fully appreciated it, unfortunately. So.
Yeah, I regret, but I did love one of the outfits in particular that Andy showed was what
Which
he
one?
wore in the End music video. That outfit
I
was so cool. The fact that he designed like a vest that had one
love
sleeve but a
that
glove
one.
attached. It was so cool.
I forgot where he mentioned that, but when he first mentioned that, like it had one sleeve and one cut out and stuff. I'm like, I remember him mentioning that. Like, there's the iconic Wretched and Divine the Prophet and stuff. And also the other one that he had the handcuffs on it, but then this TSA said, no, those are considered weapons.
Oh, I know. And then the
I
boss
love the
coming out being like, "Oh, you could have kept those."
and the, yeah, I know. Personally, oh, also, sorry. He also shared some fun factors of his costume or the outfit, I should say, that he wore during the Bleeders music video and how it's all stiff now because all the fake
Yes.
blood they had to put
I believe it. I believe it. That poor fabric.
and the pants, and the pants.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I can't imagine how stiff those had to have been.
So that was a really cool fun factor about that. I'm like, okay, you still kept it, even though it's like hard as a stiff and it's
As
covered
stiff as a
in
board.
stiff as a board, covered in dry fake blood.
I liked how he also we got to see like a piece of a Phantom Tomorrow outfit that he had was working on that he like cut up. It looked, in my opinion, the
De-stressed.
sleeve. It looked like the sleeve was gonna be like one sleeve was normal, then the other side looked like it was gonna be like a machete or some type of
Yeah.
like hacksaw. But of course, the record label they were with at the time quit funding them, and that experience never got to happen, so joy.
I know I did wish he could have showed more of the Bleeders jacket because I know obviously Lee, who lives in the UK, created those and stuff, in which he actually did attend the Wembley show and stuff. So,
Oh,
but
as he should
of
have.
course, I mean, it's Lee. I mean, Lee worked so hard in those jackets. And then the fact that, I don't know, there was part of me like, you should have shown Lee's work. Come on.
But me, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if we get like a video of the concert, then right there, baby. Full up and personal with them
Maybe.
jackets, maybe.
Maybe. But no, it's kind of cool to see that and all the fans, they do their VIP, well, all the photos and stuff
Yeah.
and everything. So it was I like the episode. It was cute. And obviously we have the previews for the next episode.
I'm excited. I'm getting really excited for this documentary.
I'm curious of what next episode, like, I know what the next episode, if you see the previews of it, or the promos, or whatever you like to call it. Obviously, it's the Wembley show. They go to the venue and stuff and start setting up. So my curiosity is if the next episode is actually, obviously, they're going to the venue
It's
and
the
stuff, but
lead up.
actually, are we going to see the show, or is that going to be the final episode? Or whatever.
No, you're right. Because at first I was gonna say next episode's the lead up to Wembley, and then after that, we're gonna see the full show. But then what would the other episodes be of? I
I don't
mean, I
know.
guess it could just be like, yeah, like what would it be? So now I don't know.
I don't know, but I am curious to see. And obviously, we get more stories from Blasco, and I'm sure Chris and Amy Birstek have more things to say. And maybe, because obviously Creeper was one of them that helped to open the show for them. So who
Oh
knows?
yeah.
Maybe
Maybe we'll
we'll.
get a little bit of a Andy and Creeper interview, you know
Yeah,
what I mean?
William and stuff. So,
Yeah.
Who knows?
I would be down for that. I am Creeper is so, I love Creeper so much. They literally my top five, man.
And then I'm also curious because I know obviously this was such a huge moment for them and stuff that I know we got a little bit of Lilith in this recent episode. So I wonder if we're also going to get other point of views from Corey, Alex, and Rita and stuff, their other partners and stuff. So.
That's what I'm wondering. I know we get to see more of Lilith in future episodes, just given the trailer that they first released.
And plus, she did perform in that Wembley
Yes.
show, what lost it all. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering if we will get interviews with them. I'm also it's and it's the same with the other guys. Like at the first episode was mostly Andy, and then we got Blasco and John. Second one was CC. I'm wondering if we're gonna also get interviews from like Lonnie, Jake, and Jinx.
Probably, and I'm hoping so because I feel like each band member needs their own like moment in each episode.
Yes. I
So
mean, you have to.
I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to the next one and stuff. So
BVB Army, come on. Let's get the views up on both episodes of the documentary, episode one and episode two.
we'll link it in the description. Both of
Constantly share it, repost it,
them.
do all the
Retweet.
things.
Spam it to
Life.
your family and just tell them, just
Yes.
go click the link at least and give it a thumbs up.
Send it to all the haters too. I don't even
My
care.
God.
Like.
Over. All right, BVB Army. For today's fan shout out goes to an amazing makeup artist who. I will say it's only 16 years old. Your skills are on point, though. Her name is Victoria. Looks like she lives in the States here in Arizona. But she, let me see, did this
Yeah, show
amazing
me.
look of Black Veil Brides.
Oh my God, Slay. I love that. You know that set the world on fire.
Oh, 100%.
Yes,
And
Queen.
it was just really cool. Like, she did a really good job. I love the crown that she's wearing, the flames. I mean, painting on yourself is hard as it is. So, just the fact that she's able to do her chest, the lettering and stuff, hands down, talented. Such an amazing look. So, fan shout out goes to you. Again, I mean, she has some talent. Looks like she's been doing this for a while. I'm looking on her account right now on TikTok, and she did a look for Ice Nine's Kills' new, like, Joker song or whatever. So
The laughing track.
yeah, so and she looks like she's a Dark Divine fan, so there's that.
Oh
It looks
my
like, yeah, she does
God.
a lot of looks, and I have to say you are very talented. I mean, I wish I could do that, but the
I wish I
patience
could
for
do body
that,
art.
the
I
patience,
know.
I'm impressed. For any makeup artist or body artist who could do that, I'm seriously impressed with her skills. So go, please give her a follow. She does a lot of makeup skills and stuff, and it looks like she's a big supporter of Black Veil Brides. So fan shout out goes to you, Victoria. All right, guys. Well, that concludes today's episode. We will be back next week here. We are reaching December here, guys. No, we're super excited as you guys. Just a quick recap, though, or a reminder, I should say, in December with the holidays, we will only be doing, I believe, the first 2 weeks. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. Only two episodes for December. We do take a holiday break here, and we first week of December, we are coming back with the Bleeders book.
Yes, I know we've been on hold on that. We are coming back for that for to talk about the Bleeders book, and then obviously we have one more episode to go, and then we're taking a break, guys. Crazy. Oh my God. 2025 is almost done.
I know, it's insane that 2026 will be here soon.
Oh, I am so ready for 20. Honestly, I'm done with this year.
I am too. This year can go f itself.
Don't get me
I'm
wrong,
ready
there
for
were some good
2026.
highlights, good moments in this year, but
Yeah.
at this point of right now, I'm just done with this year.
Yeah, this year I feel like I can say it's safe to say for everyone, there was a mix of, as you just said, good moments, but they do not like outweigh the bad that happened.
I know, so I'm really excited to looking forward for next year, because obviously if you haven't seen it on Facebook or any social media account, the Blackfoot Brides have definitely have said over and over again that 2026 they have big plans for obviously their new album tour dates and God knows what else. So
I'm so excited. It's gonna be the best year ever
we're gonna
for
be f-ing broke,
Blackfoot.
Nicole.
This I know. That's why we're gonna have to save all of our money because I'm scared to know what BBB will be hitting us with. We already know t a tour, but like what else?
I don't know. I don't know.
Scared to find out, but I'm so
I just want to
ready.
know the stops in the tour. Like, is it going to be a
Yeah.
situation where like we have to go individually again back to like our own state tour, or is like one of us is traveling again, or is it another huge meetup once again? Who knows?
These questions need answers. That's all I
Anyway, guys, we look forward to seeing you guys in December. And of course, happy Thanksgiving for tomorrow. For those of us who celebrate the holiday, we wish you guys have a wonderful time and have a good food baby afterwards.
Yes.
Food baby. Until
Eat till
then,
your heart's content.
yeah, that's a lot of mashed potatoes for me, carbs.
No, it's cheat day. Cheat day.
Okay, so.
Holidays are cheat days. Period.
Anyways, we will see you guys next week in December. So, bye!